You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Okay, it is daylight right now.
It's really weird that we're here.
I feel like we've never done it when it's sunny out.
So true. It's very weird being here with the light shining in.
Daylight savings.
We hope you guys had a great few weeks. Sorry, we haven't been here in a while. We had some conflicts, but it's fine because that's what happens. But we hope you guys are having a great last week before we leave for spring break, and the fact that we're halfway done through the semester makes me want to cry, but we're good. Colin, with your spring break plans, Hannah and I are going to Florida and we're really excited for that.
Yes, we have a lot of plans while there. We just kind of finalized our reservations for every day.
It wasn't even finalized. They were started and created and finalized within an hour, within of today. We literally just did everything today because everyone has been so busy with schoolwork and everything. But yeah, I feel like there's been so much in the news currently, Hannah. It's kind of crazy. So I haven't read about it fully yet. I don't know if you have, but what's going on with all of the colleges? Or have you not read?
No, the colleges are crazy. I just want to pull up the exact names so I say all the names correctly. But basically, there was like an FBI investigation into let me just pull it up.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So 50 people were charged today in a scheme in which wealthy parents allegedly bribed college coaches and insiders at college testing centers to help get their children into some of the most elite schools in the country. And these schools include USC, Harvard, Wake Forest, and some of these people include Felicity Huffman, who a lot of people know from Desperate Housewives, and Lori Loughlin, who a lot of people know from Family. What was that family show? Everywhere we go.
Full House?
Full House.
What was that family show? Oh my gosh.
And so this guy organized all of this. It doesn't seem like the schools necessarily have, were really involved besides some of their coaches and one college administrator. But it was really through other ways. Like, I think Lori's girls got in partly to college because they pretended like they were on a crew team. And like they made fake profiles, and then you pay this money to have this guy connect you with coaches who will let you in regardless of your academic scores. And then with the SAT and the ACT, they had either someone take it for them or change the score after it was completed. And this was a guaranteed way for your child to get into school. So,
but now, on top, and like, in my opinion, it's awful that these actresses and like did this, but it looks equally as bad in all the schools that are named because now they look awful.
Yeah, but I don't think that the schools, like, I would say like 99% of the faculty members at these schools had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
It was like the coaches that were at these schools or like one admissions person.
I heard that one of them, though, paid $500,000.
Oh my God. I heard like $6.5 million.
Yeah. Like crazy.
Insane.
I don't know why would anyone do that, but that's crazy. I cannot believe that happened.
It's prosecutors are calling it a conspiracy nationwide in scope.
It's absurd. Another thing that's been in the news this week is J-Lo and A-Rod getting engaged.
Ah, so happy.
I cannot get over the ring.
I know. It is huge. It's a $1 million emerald cut ring.
It's massive. Like, the thing's bigger than her finger.
Yeah. A-Rod engaged to her while they were on vacation. And more pictures actually just came out today. They've been dating for over 2 years, and they both have children around the same ages who have meshed together seemingly well. And so they're both Spanish. They're both from New York. I think they're both Puerto Rican. They were both born in the same horoscope sign, so they have a lot of similarities.
It's awesome, though. I thought A-Rod used to be, like, a terrible person.
Well, yeah, he got caught up in, playing baseball under drugs.
Yeah.
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Wait, can we talk about I didn't know that the actor, like, Felicity got arrested.
Yes, and Lori Loughlin.
People are nuts.
Here's more information on that story. There were essentially two kinds of fraud that Singer was selling. One was to cheat on the SAT or ACT. Singer is the guy who helped organize all of these acceptances. And the other was to use his connections with Division I coaches and use bribes to get these parents' kids into schools with fake athletic credentials. Some parents took advantage of one. I think others took advantage of both of them, though. Yeah. You know, the lengths parents will go to get their child into a top college is insane, and that just shows the pressure everyone feels, and also the amount that wealthy people usually get away with.
Yeah.
I know a few kids that have gotten to college just because their parents have, like, donated buildings or
Oh, me too.
A lot of money, but I guess the problem with this was it was not just the money that was involved, but also the lying and the cheating.
Yep. Completely agree. That's actually so crazy. I can't get over it. Also, another thing that we haven't talked about because we haven't been here, is Jordan Woods's interview on Red Table.
Red Table Talk, one of my favorite shows.
I've never heard of it before that. I love it. I feel like it's kind of under the radar, though.
Oh, yes, it totally is. I think this was the first episode that really brought the show out. It's, you know, with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter, Willow Smith, and her mom, Adrienne Banfield Norris, and they talk every Friday on Facebook Watch, and they've covered a lot of personal family subjects, such as her son leaving the house at 15, people surround drug issues, the mom had a drug problem for a while, Jada's mom, that is, so she recently got on her family friend, which is Jordan Woods, who kissed, according to her, Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. And Jordan and Khloe's sister, Kylie, are best friends. No more.
A messed up scenario, to say the least.
So, I mean, Jada Pinkett Smith is family friends with Jordan Woods because Jordan's dad was a light person on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And for the whole time it ran. So their kids kind of grew up together because Willow Smith and Jordan are similar ages. And then they got connected with the Kardashians. And so that's also how Kylie and Jordan Wood's friendship formed, because of the Smith family. And so Jada was giving Jordan a platform to speak about what had happened to her and speak her truth. And, I mean, Jordan put her truth out there and the Kardashians came back and said she was lying. So, who knows? I even follow, do you follow Jeffree Star? He's like a makeup YouTuber.
No, but you screenshotted his social media posts.
Yeah, and then he said that, you know, he's from Calabasas, which is where the Kardashians live. And everyone in that town knows that Jordan and Tristan have been a thing for over a month. I don't know if I believe that.
When I was watching it, first of all, like, you know, like, I like watching the Kardashians show, but I don't really keep up on their life that much. But obviously when this came out, I was like, this is crazy if this is true. I think she was faking that whole interview, and I don't think it was genuine whatsoever. And I think, like, you have to think, why was the first person she decided to interview with, like, one, like, her literal second mom? Because, you know, like, her, like, that person wouldn't push her, like, for answers and stuff. And she didn't. She, like, kept sitting back and was like,
right. I thought Jada pushed her many times.
Really?
Like, she would say, you know, people are saying this, though. What do you have to say for that?
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like no matter what Jordan said after that, she would go on a whole spiel about, like, but it's okay, people make mistakes and, like, you'll learn from it. And exactly. It's just, like, that's not the whole point of this.
It was, like, a safe space to put yourself out there.
No, I get that, but
I'd much rather do it on my family friend's show.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially one that's like live and just free flowing, you know, like, you know that
it wasn't live though. How crazy. It was taped and then posted at 12.
You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Because I was like looking around and I was like, where is it? And then it like popped up at 12, like the whole video, like 30 minutes. I was like, what?
Yeah, you're right, never mind.
Just kind of weird though. But, yeah. What is your work like this week?
My work's not bad. I know it's midterm season. A lot of people are stressed. If you are, you know, work out, eat healthy, make sure you get some rest. But I'm very relaxed.
That's good.
How about you?
I have a midterm tomorrow in music technology, which... it's not that bad. It's, like, not that bad. It's just a lot of memorization.
What do you learn in that class?
You learn about, like, the different types of studios, different types of, like, instruments within studios, what, like, producers do, what, like, all the people in the industry do, like, specifically, like, to make a record.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I'm surprised Lafayette offers classes like that. Like, I just don't think of Lafayette as musically...
almost everyone in my class is a music major, and it's, like, me and three other people. Like, I play piano, but we, on the first day, we had to go around the room and say, like, what instrument we played. And, like, two of our guy friends that don't play an instrument, they're like, we don't play an instrument, because they just wanted to take the class.
Yeah.
But it's actually, it's really interesting, and last week we started making our own song in this app called Pro Tools. So that was pretty cool also, because we literally, like, our final project is to literally make our own song, like, using, like, different chords. That's on the piano. So cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
So you kind of need to know...
you need to know music, yeah.
Music and how to play an instrument.
Yeah.
So how are those two boys doing it?
They're in my group, and I play the piano. But it's fine. Like, there's, like, I'll do the chords, but then you can add, like, snare drums, like, from... the app, and like drag it in to like go at a certain time. So it's really just having an ear for it.
That's cool. Like, what sounds good?
We added like different drums, we added a guitar, we added like, I would do my piano chords, and we would we put like another layer of piano chords underneath of it. It's like really, it's really interesting, but I think it's pretty cool. But the class is very fun. I definitely recommend it. You do learn a lot, and our professor won a Grammy, so that's pretty cool. Yeah.
For what?
I don't know what it was for, but he's a music producer. He lives in New Jersey.
So is he a full-time professor, or is this someone they brought in?
Brought in.
Got it. That makes more sense.
He only, I think this is the only class he teaches. He teaches this in like Music Tech 2. I'm in Music Tech 1. But I think like both classes are Monday, Wednesday. I think he's only part-time. But I definitely recommend taking the class. It's really fun. And yeah, that's pretty much it. How are your classes this semester? I feel like I haven't heard about it.
I'm in 4 courses. I'm in industry strategy and policy, which is really interesting because every week we have a new speaker coming in, except not this week. We have a new speaker come in, and they are alumni from Lafayette. And they talk about what they do and how they made it. And it's just very good insight, great way to make connections for the future. And I feel like it's especially useful as a second semester senior to hear because I'm about to go into the job market. So it's, I think I pay more attention to the advice they're giving. I am also taking the Middle East in the Mind of America and the Mind and America in the Mind of the Middle East.
I feel like that's so much reading.
It's a lot of reading. Yeah. All I'm doing is reading. I have like 12 books. I'm constantly reading, yet to finish any of them. And that is awesome because I wanted to just take a course about the Middle East and learn more about it since I know it's such a big thing in the news. And I realized how little I knew. For example, I didn't even know where Syria was on a map. So that was just eye-opening. And since then, I've really come to have a better understanding of what occurs there and their, you know, the Muslim religion and their cultures. Another class I am taking is advanced journalism, which has been awesome. I've been covering how the price of insulin affects those with diabetes. And this is insane. What happens? So people with type 1 diabetes are basically born with it. There's no way you can get around having it. And in order to stay alive, if you have type 1 diabetes, you need insulin. The problem is that the big pharma companies are keeping the insulin prices so high. The way they're doing this is through patent law. So just as you know, a new company can come in and start creating insulin and make a generic type, the big pharma companies slightly tweak the insulin so now it's different and create a new patent off of that.
Wow.
And, you know, people aren't even really trying to make a generic kind because the FDA makes it very costly and a lot of time. And a pharmacy company who did try to do that was then sued by another pharmacy company. So it's a really big issue because these people basically can't, many people can't afford the medication that they are relying on to stay alive. And that especially hits the middle class because they can't afford expensive health insurance that'll cover insulin, but they're not poor enough where it will be covered under Medicare. And people who, you know, skimp up on their insulin injections end up in the hospital, and some of them have died. So it's very crazy and sad. And the last class I'm taking is speaking power, which I've really enjoyed because I've learned a lot of different ways to talk in front of people, and not only, you know, the presentation of it, but how to make it sound more persuasive. So I've enjoyed that a lot.
That's great, Han. Your classes are definitely so interesting. I definitely regret not taking advanced journalistic, I feel like, but I'm really like all of my courses this semester, so. Okay. Another thing that, okay, I saw, oh wait, no, this wasn't updated. I need to find the email that I got. Okay, so my new, this is gonna sound crazy. My new favorite news website is Yahoo News. I think it's so great, and I know that sounds insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
But they send me emails every day with updated news. Like, every single morning I read, like, all these articles. It's awesome. And literally, Katie Couric left NBC to go to Yahoo News. Like, yeah. It's really up and coming, and what I like about it is...
You think it's up and coming?
Yeah, for sure. Do you not think so?
I think that, like, in 2015, there was a push for it to be trendy, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely needs... Okay, I found it. I feel like it needs a little bit more development, but I definitely think more people read it now that, I don't know. I feel like Katie Couric moving to Yahoo News definitely makes it a little bit more popular. But anyway, what I like about Yahoo is they cover stories that other news channels and websites do not cover. Like, I will not see these headlines on Fox or CNN, but they do cover great stories. Like, I don't know. I just think it's very interesting. So anyway, we talked about in the fall, Chris Watts. I don't know if you remember the story about the Colorado man
who
murdered his wife, who was pregnant, and his two daughters. And he had an alibi for so long, and it ended up obviously being him. I feel like anyone could have predicted that. But it just came out.
His alibi was that he killed his wife because she killed the children.
Yeah. Psychopath. Anyway, it just came out 2 days ago that he like released the fact that his daughter's last words before he killed her were, "Daddy, no."
And
like, how awful is that?
He killed the wife, then brought the two girls maybe to like bury the wife, and killed one of the daughters in front of the other, and then killed that daughter. I mean, this guy is evil. I don't know how you could do that.
I can't. And also, one of the reasons why he did it was because the wife supposedly threatened to like take full custody of the kids like beforehand.
Maybe because he was going crazy.
It says Watts told his wife he didn't love her, and according to Watts, Shannon threatened to keep daughters from him. "You're never going to see the kids again," she told him, according to the report.
Oh my God.
Well, now he's like, does Colorado have the death sentence? Like, he could.
I don't know.
Like, he could definitely. Did you watch the Ted Bundy tapes yet?
Yeah. Hannah,
you have to watch it. You have to.
I know.
No, really, you really do. It's so good. I just started watching a show called You on Netflix, and it is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And, like, I don't know, like, who... So it's about this man who works at a bookstore, and this girl walks in, and he just, like, falls in love with her, like, just, like, looking at her. And was just, like, I'm obsessed with her, and starts following her around everywhere she goes. Like, he steals her phone so he can read all her text messages, and he watches her like in her apartment like as she sleeps and stuff. And then her ex-boyfriend, like, he murders, and like he starts murdering her friends.
So
it's
scary.
Like the most absurd thing I've ever seen
and
in my
she
life.
She doesn't realize that they're getting murdered.
No, I'm only on the fourth episode, but she has no idea yet. It's crazy. And he doesn't want to know that like her ex, it wasn't even boyfriend, it was like ex, like hookup, is killed because he took his phone before he killed him and has been like tweeting things off his phone to make it look like he's alive.
Gosh.
Yeah, like crazy. It's a really messed up show. But it's the same guy that was in Gossip Girl who ends up being Gossip Girl the main character in You, which is just like, overall, he's just this creepy vibe.
Yeah, weird.
But definitely weird. Show
another thing out on HBO is Leaving Neverland.
What's that?
That's the two-part documentary in which two men basically are interviewed and accuse the pop star Michael Jackson of sexually abusing them when they were children.
What?
Yeah. You haven't heard anything about this?
No.
So they both got linked up with Michael Jackson because one of them was like a Michael Jackson wannabe as a, like a five-year-old, and Michael became like obsessed. He was like, I love this kid, and brought him on tour. And then another kid he met while they were doing a Pepsi commercial, and the kid was in it.
Interesting.
And Michael kind of took these boys under his wing, but not in like an older person way, more as like a my best friend way. Like, he became like best friends with these 7-year-olds. So creepy. Now certain radio stations aren't playing his music. And a statue of Michael Jackson was removed from Britain's National Football Museum.
My mom said she watched allegations it yesterday. And it was like the most disturbing thing.
People are extremely disturbed by it. Meanwhile, though, the family has pushed back and said it's a public lynching. And the musician's estate is suing HBO.
What?
I think, though, that I mean, people are really disturbed. And for the family to take such a stance like this and trying to back him up, when there seems, you know, two men out here, two different stories.
Yep.
And they have all this to say.
That's insane.
Just can't do it.
Wow.
So, on another topic, you know Pete Davidson. He is the SNL
When is the comedian. Show?
He's coming to Easton on March 31st.
So fun.
And he's doing that at the Easton State Theater. I'm very excited. He's doing it with John Mulaney, who is also an amazing comedian. And Pete has been in the news a lot because he was engaged to Ariana Grande. That ended. And now he's in the news again because he's dating Kate Beckinsale, who is 45 years old. Meanwhile, Pete is 25 years old. So this Saturday on SNL, he addressed it, saying, you know, I'm new to this, so if you have any questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask. And then he listed off tons of men who are in the media industry saying how they all date older women or younger women, like just age difference.
Okay.
And yeah, I just think it's funny. He basically was like, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Thomas Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn.
Oh my gosh.
Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Silverstein Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Donald Trump, Rod Stewart. And that just makes you realize how many people in that industry are dating people that are just, the age differences are yep. so all over the place.
Yep. Scott Disick is a huge one.
Yes.
Not over that.
That's like, I think like a 16-year difference, 15.
She's younger than us.
Yeah, so, and he's like, I think 36. 36. Yeah. So it's about 16 or 17.
Imagine being like 19 years old and dating a 36-year-old.
No.
Like, how are her parents okay with that? Crazy. Anyway, another thing that's been in the news, I haven't read much about it, but there was a flight from Ethiopian Airlines, and it crashed, and all of the people on board, 157, died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now a lot of, it was a Boeing airplane, yep. and that was the second one to go down in the past 5 months.
Yep.
So now a bunch of countries, including all of Europe, have taken down their Boeing flights and said they're not allowed to fly until investigations occur. But America is still flying theirs. And that's because the CEO of Boeing went to Donald Trump and the flying associations in America have said that they usually don't do it until there's like real evidence that it's a problem in more than just one or two planes.
The pilot didn't survive, right?
The Ethiopia flight, all of them went down, yeah, 157 of them.
And where was the flight going to?
I think it was another place in Africa. Hold on, I can...
That's crazy. That just makes me think, Hannah, are we on a Boeing flight?
I know.
I don't know where... That's crazy, though, to have every single person on board. And Boeing planes are massive.
Yeah, and they're what the Army uses. I mean, and what the government employs as their planes. So, you know, they are usually well-built and trusted.
Yeah.
So, America is looking to, speaking of flying, land on Mars. And NASA says that the next person to do that will be female. He didn't identify a specific, Jim Bridenstine, who is the NASA administrator, didn't identify a specific woman at the forefront of the agency's plan. But he said that NASA is committed to making sure we have a broad and diverse set of talent. We're looking forward to the first woman on the moon. Because they're also trying to land on the moon. So it's actually, at first I didn't really think anything of this. And I'm like, wait, no women have landed on the moon?
Yeah.
That to me is very shocking.
It's so shocking.
And just the improvements that have been made. And actually this week was also Women International Day, and International Women's Day. And a lot of people were celebrating. And it just shows how far we have come.
Yep. Instagrams were awesome.
Are you a Britney Spears fan?
I mean, I haven't. Like, I like her music.
Yeah. Well, like, if you're a fan of her music, there is a musical coming to Broadway that features it.
No way.
It's called Once Upon One More Time, which reimagines classical fairy tale characters, including Cinderella and Snow White, as they are trying to find their happily ever after. Spears said having musical with her song is a dream come true. And she worked closely with theater owner James L. Nederlander to develop the concept. The show will open this fall. That's exciting, you know, a new thing to look forward to in the Broadway world.
I think it's weird and I don't think it's going to last. But that's just my opinion.
Probably won't. So then, you know... The Bachelor was on last night.
Don't tell me.
And it's back on tonight for the finale.
I'm just going to say that. I did not watch last night's episode.
Colton Underwood, who is the star of this season's Bachelor, shook up the show yesterday.
Really?
With an ending that has never occurred in Bachelor history.
Oh my God, is he not going to get engaged now?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen, but he basically chose his girl on this, you know, before the finale episode.
Yeah, don't tell me anything that happened yesterday.
So, very different, and that was a two-hour episode. Tonight's another two-hour episode at 8 o'clock on ABC. Definitely tune in if you want to be a part of tomorrow's conversations.
Crazy.
So, another thing that happened was Kylie Jenner officially became a billionaire. Making her the richest out of the family.
Officially? I thought she's always been.
No, she was about to be when the Forbes article came out, and now she is.
Wow.
Falling behind her, Kim Kardashian has $350 million. And then guess which family member is the one who is...
Khloe's the lowest, right?
No.
Out of the sisters?
No.
Kendall's lowest?
Yep.
How?
Well, I mean, she's younger and is only modeling, really. She doesn't do, like, product.
But she's still a millionaire, right?
Yeah, she is, I want to say like $18 million.
Wow.
But Caitlyn Jenner has 100 million.
From what?
To put that in perspective, Kris Jenner only has 60.
How does Caitlyn Jenner have 100?
According to Bankrate, that's how much she has. And it's because of her TV appearances on shows, such as Keeping Up the Kardashians and I'm Kate. And also post-Olympic speaking tours and endorsement deals. And her book, The Secrets of My Life. I just thought it was shocking that...
About the book sold a lot of copies.
Yeah. That Caitlyn has more than Kris. I just, you know, Kris makes money off of every single child. And they all are making a lot. Wow. I have a feeling, I mean, when I hear these types of things, I'm like, they obviously are just spending the money they have. I don't think it's like much as being that invested because they're constantly, you know, going on extravagant trips.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Flying private.
I feel like they will only fly private.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of at the beginning of the show, we spoke about daylight savings.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And for many years, lawmakers have tried to create a daylight savings. You know, just make daylight savings permanent. We don't need to change our clocks twice a year. That was a thing when the farmers, you know, when there were many farmers. But a lot of politicians claim if we had it just sunnier later at night, kids would be more active, less electricity would be used.
Freezing, though, at like 8 p.m.
I know. And President Trump basically tweeted he would be okay with this type of legislation being passed.
They would just make it so it's just sunny till 8 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
I don't really know why it changes.
Because back in the day, it was for farmers.
Yeah.
With the sun.
No, that makes sense, because it's like when it's... They're not harvesting as much in the winter.
Yeah.
My thing is... I like... how it's light out in the morning when, like, you're going to work in the winter. Does that make sense? Like, that makes you want to get out of bed and, like, we're going to be working soon. Like, it's going to be better when it's, like, light out and, like, you have to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
Then
in the summer when it's literally dark till, like, 7:30, and I was walking to the train station when it was dark out.
I agree.
So that stinks.
Working in the summer when you're commuting is so much nicer than working in the winter. Makes a huge difference. So pretty crazy. A 3,200 pound haul of cocaine worth around $150 million was seized in New York on a shipping container destined for Europe. Inspectors from Customs and Border Protection and the Drug Enforcement Administration signaled out the container for a search on February 28th following a tip-off. And they found all of it. It was all from Colombia, headed for Europe. I mean, that's a ton of cocaine.
That's insane. Wow. That's so scary.
And, the record-breaking seizure draws attention to this new threat and shows law enforcement's collaborative efforts in seizing illicit drugs before it gets to the street and into users' hands. What else? Oh, yeah. The guy who created the World Wide Web. Well, the World Wide Web turns 30 today.
No way.
And the guy who created it hopes that... you know, while the web has brought great things like social media and memes, it's also brought hackers and the black market. So he hopes that now that it's 30, it matures and will work to get rid of the awful side of the internet.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're a Spotify, you have a Spotify account, there's a new bundle that is available to new and existing subscribers for $9.99 per month. And you get Hulu ad supported. Sorry. You get Hulu ads. And with ads for free. Sorry. Okay. If you have a Spotify account and you can now get Hulu, but with ads.
Wow.
So just FYI, people, if you're looking to listen to music and watch TV, you can do that.
That's awesome.
Is that all we have?
I think it is.
How's the Lafayette lacrosse team
doing? I just
looked
it up because our friend Gita is there right now. They're winning 9-7, but there's 5 minutes left of the game still. So trust me, anything can happen.
Anything can happen in those last 5 minutes.
But we shall see. Awesome. And Teal was working today, so we were able to record it.
Yeah, first happy about that.
Semester. But I think that is it for today, everyone. So thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing spring break. And, oh, thank God, it'll still be March when we get back. We'll see you after spring break. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Bye, everyone.
Night. Have a good night.